Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Mark Kay from The Mark Kay Show. You hear me every day at 11 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kay Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
A new breed of talk.
You can't stop Donald Trump by yelling and screaming.
His voice is your voice.
Cindy from Jacksonville, good morning, and thanks for calling The Mark Kay Show. David joins us from Ponte Vedra. Claudia in St. Augustine.
This is The Mark Kay Show.
Ah, oh, shucky ducky. It's not Herman Cain. It's Mark Kay. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm very excited to welcome our friends from Orlando, WDBO. Herman Cain is on vacation today because that guy's got a lot of money and he needs to spend it. So he likes to go here and there and everywhere. But, you know, he'll be back. I don't know when. But in the meantime, you're stuck with me for the next hour. By the way, if you want to call the show today, use the toll-free number. 877-625-1045. I didn't even know we had one of those. 877-625-1045. And that number good anywhere in the state of Florida. And since it's an 877 number, I'm assuming anywhere in the continental United States and maybe even Hawaii and or Alaska. But big stuff. So much to talk about today. And I'm excited that we're on in WDBO as well as WOKV this morning because we have a brand new game that was inspired yesterday. We're going to get to that here in just a minute. Your chance to win some exclusive Mark Kay Show t-shirts. And we will even, I guess if you're in Orlando, what we'll do, because we don't want you driving up to the studio. It's like a two and a half, 3 hour drive, depending on, you know, traffic. But we'll mail them to you. So we'll get your address. And that's coming up a little later on. But first, I have to tell you, I'm a little shocked at television. Not a little shocked, a lot shocked. And you know what? When I think about it, I shouldn't even be shocked at all. But this Roseanne show that they brought back, the revival, I don't know if you've been watching it. A really hilarious show. And it premiered, what, like 6 weeks ago with some Trump humor. Roseanne was portraying a pro-Trump character because, let's face it, when you're a poor blue-collar family from a suburban Chicago neighborhood, odds are you're probably going to be a Trump-supporting family. I mean, these are the deplorables that Hillary Clinton talked about in the Roseanne show. And they launched with this great storyline about how Jackie and Roseanne were at odds because they disagreed on Donald Trump and his presidency. And this is not only, I mean, this is a storyline that people live out every single day in America. The whole, I don't talk to my aunt anymore because she voted for Trump. I've disbanded, you know, I don't talk to my parents anymore because I'm a Sanders supporter. I feel the burn and they voted for Donald Trump. And I just think that's disgusting. And I don't want anything else to do with them. How many Thanksgivings were destroyed by the election? And here you have a sitcom, the first sitcom ever, to come out and say, hey, you know what? We understand what's going on in America, and we are going to portray that. And it became a huge hit. 27 million people watched the first episode. 27 million. And the ratings have, you know, gone down, of course, since then, but nowhere near as much as most shows. And it's still one of the most watched, top 10 every single week. So now that ABC has announced they're bringing it back for a second season, what do they do? They decide to dial back the Trump talk.
Woo! Trump it up!
No. They're going to Trump it down. They're going to dial back the political humor. They're going to dial back all the Trump talk that brought the show back in, I mean, in a screeching way, in an explosive way. They're gonna dial back, you know, all the political storylines, which is not just the presidency, but other they had a hilarious storyline the other day about Roseanne and Dan thinking that their new Arab neighbors were terrorists because they had bags of fertilizer stocked up in their front yard. You know, just the last week, Roseanne was dealing with an opioid crisis of her own. She couldn't afford health insurance. She couldn't have, by the way, spoiler alert, if you're a couple weeks behind, I apologize if I'm ruining for you. But she's now addicted to painkillers, much like a lot of the country, because they're just being handed out like candy on Halloween. And, you know, these are the things that you hear about in the news, but you never see on television until now. And ABC has decided, hey, we understand that this is something America likes and can relate to. but we don't want it. We're going to dial back. So you're not going to see any of that in the second season. I'm not sure how it's going to affect the ratings. Not sure. I've been following Roseanne on Twitter. Haven't seen her tweet anything about it yet. She's my second favorite tweeter after, of course, you know, the president of the United States. Also, Murphy Brown. I don't know if you remember that show. That show's coming back, too. It's amazing, the show. It's like there's no new ideas anymore. They're bringing back old shows. Murphy Brown is coming back. Magnum P.I. is coming back. They're rebooting Magnum P.I., which, I'm going to be honest with you, was a great show. And it's not just because Magnum drove a Ferrari and flew in a helicopter every episode. The problem with the Magnum P.I. reboot is they got a really good-looking guy, Latino guy, no mustache. And I'm thinking to myself, how do you have Magnum P.I. without his iconic mustache? He's got the Ferrari. He's still in Hawaii, as I believe. He's still rich, good looking, you know, wearing like white beaters and stuff, but no mustache. You know, get with the program. I mean, that was the one thing that set that's the one thing that really put Tom Selleck on the map and set him apart. And in some of the later episodes when he shaved his mustache, there was a huge outcry. And I think that was what eventually led to the demise of the entire show. So Magnum P.I. is coming back, but Murphy Brown is coming back. And instead of it being an evening newscast, they're going to do something that's very modern. They're going to turn it into a breakfast show, a morning show, similar to, I don't know, Morning Joe. It's called Mornings with Murphy, and their big competitor is a show that is very similar to a show that's near and dear to our hearts because our friend Brian Kilmeade is the host, Fox and Friends. So now you've got a sitcom going right after Fox News, you know, showcasing its whatever political highlights. And that's what, you know, that's another offering that they're putting up next season. But it's riddled with remakes. And in fact, if you add Will and Grace to the mix and a couple of other shows that they're revamping, Hollywood is number one, totally out of ideas, new ideas. And number two, when you tell them what you as American viewers want, they just don't listen. They just don't listen. So that's what you can expect next season. By the way, speaking of listening, there's this thing I want to talk about this quickly because we've been debating this all morning. You know, there's a lot of hard hitting stuff. There's the North Korean crisis where Kim Jong Un may pull out of this North Korean summit with President Donald Trump. You know, the denuclearization of the entire Korean Peninsula hangs in the balance. That's happening. Of course, we're still trying to get a brand new CIA director in Gina Haspel, and we're not sure if that's going to go through. Although Jamie Dupree, our man in Washington, is telling me, yeah, it's probably going to happen. And all these other issues, of course, that we're just debating every single day. But something happened yesterday which demands our attention. And we need to really put the kibosh on this. We need to figure out, you know, which it is, which side is right. Because, yes, I understand that there's Democrats and Republicans. And, yes, I understand that there's red states and blue states. And, yes, I understand that there's independents and libertarians and people are pro this and pro that and open borders and closed borders and nationalism. And let's have just a one world order. But there's a new segment of the population, and it's all due to this really ridiculous audio clip that popped up on Instagram yesterday.
Laurel.
That's the clip.
Laurel.
And it's divided the nation once again. It's divided the nation once again, just like the Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton election split our nation right into. We now have a new division.
Laurel.
When I play that clip, there's a certain contingent of people that hear the word Laurel. And there's a whole other subsection of the country that hears the word Yanny.
Laurel. Laurel.
Same clip, two totally different ideas. It's just like our political atmosphere, isn't it? This is the audio incarnation of American politics at the moment. Is it Laurel or is it Yanny?
Laurel. Laurel.
340-1045 is our usual number. Today, dial 877-625-1045. If you haven't seen this thing, if this is the first time you're hearing it, it has to do with, I think, the age of your eardrums or the frequency that is being played at or whatever. But it's very similar to the dress, the blue and black or white and gold dress that you know, was everywhere for weeks. People were sending the, you know, images via text message and Twitter and Facebook. Do you see that? Is this dress black or blue? Is this dress white or gold? Now we've got an aural version, not oral, aural, A-U-R-A-L version of it in the Yanny Laurel clip.
Laurel.
Yeah. 877-625-1045. What do you hear? Do you hear Yanny or do you hear Laurel?
Laurel.
We'll take your phone calls next on The Mark Kaye Show. 877-625-1045. We'll be right back. This is The Mark Kaye Show. My name is Mark Kaye. Thank you so much for joining me. If you're listening on WDBO today, hi. What's up, WDBO peeps? The number is 877-625-1045, and we're talking about this clip that's taken the country by storm. Not only that, but divided it right down the middle.
Laurel.
Do you hear Laurel or do you hear Yanny?
Laurel.
Yanny.
Laurel.
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 Yanny. It's everywhere. It's on Instagram. It's on Twitter. It's on the TV. It's now on the radio. 877-625-1045. What do you hear? This is Damien in Jacksonville. Damien, thanks for calling the Mark Kaye Show. How are you?
I'm doing great, but is this Laurel thing a joke or what?
What do you mean?
Well, if you hear Yanny, then you got to get an appointment with your ENT because your ears aren't right.
Your ENT, your ear, nose, and throat specialist. Is that what you mean?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And again, I'm not sure what it has to do with vibrations or bass levels. Or some people said if you're over the age of like 40, you hear Laurel because it's a lower bass frequency. And if you're younger, you hear Yanny. I heard Yanny originally, and I'm not that young. And Josh, our executive producer here, heard Laurel every single time. But his wife heard Yanny. So evidently he's a cradle robber.
Laurel.
877-625-1045, which I've heard about him. This is David in Jacksonville. David, thanks for calling the Mark Kaye Show. How are you? What do you want to say?
Hey, so I was listening to one of the major networks this morning, and they played it probably 10 times. Mm-hmm. Every time I heard Yanny.
You heard Yanny.
Then I've heard it on your show and the show before yours and on the radio every time I hear Laurel.
Yeah. That's interesting. So you're saying depending on what you're listening to it on or what platform you're listening to it on, it could change.
I guess that's the answer because there was no question the first time. It was always Yanny, and every time I've heard it on the radio, it's Laurel.
Interesting. All right. Interesting. Hey, thanks so much for calling. Diane from Orlando. Diane?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I can concur the same thing depending on the frequency this morning. On the news, I heard Yanny, and on the radio, I hear Laurel.
Interesting. Did you do anything differently between the two, like have a cup of coffee or something like that, maybe?
No. Not a thing. I wish I could have some sort of a scientific explanation for you, but just thought I'd let you know that it's, I think it just depends on the frequency transmit.
Well, and that's the problem with audio, you know, it's not a problem with audio, but audio can be transformed. You can pump up the bass, you know, like you hear those cars that roll down the road with the rap music blaring and then, you know, it shakes you right, even though you're like three cars away, or you can pump up the treble so everything here is really tinny. But you know, it maybe if you're listening on your phone, in fact, if you're listening on our mobile app or streaming on the internet, it might sound differently than if you're, you know, if you're in Ponte Vedra Beach driving around in your Mercedes Benz with your Bang & Olufsen speakers and your, you know, high frequency, whatever you have, you know, pumping out your music.
Laurel.
But it is very
Laurel.
There are people who swear, they never hear one and they always hear the other. 877-625-1045 is the number. This is Brandon from St. Augustine. Hi, Brandon. Thanks for calling the Mark Kaye Show. What do you hear?
I hear Deary, Mark, like an old creepy lady saying Deary.
Deary?
Yeah, Deary, like my Deary child.
Well, that sounds like you got some deeper issues you got to deal yourself into. That's definitely, you definitely should see a doctor, but I don't know if it's an ENT that you need. Hey, sorry about that. Ron in Gainesville, thanks for calling the Mark Kaye Show. What do you hear, Ron?
Laurel.
Yes, I'm kind of agreeing with some of, you know, a lot of the people that I've heard different things on another radio station. It really didn't sound like either one. I'm kind of going with the guy that just said Deary earlier. But on your show, it's plainly Laurel.
Hmm.
So I don't know. And what is it? Where did it come from?
It came
some kind of Alexis or you know, one of those series or something?
I don't know. It came from the internet, where all these you know, really horrible wastes of time come from. 877-625-1045. Got to take a quick break. We got the news coming up here, but we'll be back with more of this. And then we have a brand new game. We're going to give away some Mark K. Show t-shirts, which is very exciting. So give us just a minute. If you want to call in, it's 877-625-1045. Let us know what you hear.
Laurel.
More of your calls next on the Mark K. Show.
Laurel. Laurel.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I still hear Laurel, but I have heard Yanni too. And, you know, thanks. By the way, if you're, by the way, WDBO is tuned in today because Herman Cain's on vacation. I should point out you're on the right station. It's just, you know, I'm filling in for the next 30 minutes or so, and then Herman will return on a regular schedule. We got it. We got an open mic message, by the way, about this conversation between Laurel and Yanni.
The current discussion is really below WKOV's programming.
Also, WBDO's programming. Thanks, thanks so much for that. If you want to leave us an open mic, you can do it in either app. You can go to the WDBO mobile app or the WOKV mobile app. I don't have my own mobile app yet, so just, you know, go either there, either place, and leave us whatever message you want, totally uninterrupted. And the brand new app. And there's, if you're listening to WOKV, there's even a button that says the Mark K. Show, and you can stream the show. You can listen to the podcast if you're in Orlando and you're like, hey, this show in horrible, maybe I'd like to listen to some podcasts. You can download the WOKV mobile app and access it there as well. Scroll down though, because I put my button like at the very bottom of the app, FYI.
Laurel.
All right, this is Jackie in Kissimmee. Sorry, Jackie from Kissimmee. I'm not used to saying all these Orlando the suburban names. Jackie in Kissimmee, how are you? Thanks for calling the Mark K. Show. What do you hear?
Well, when I first heard it this morning, I was watching Fox News, and they brought it on and said it was the hottest thing on the internet, and everybody's talking about it, so of course I had to get in it.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're playing it on TV, the whole panel is saying, Laurel, it's crazy, that's all I hear is Laurel, but I'm only hearing Yanni. So I pulled it up on the internet, and I reposted it on my Facebook, and I'm only hearing Yanni until your show came on. Then I'm hearing Laurel. So now, I go back to my Facebook, and I play it, and I hear Laurel on that too.
Wow.
So it's like, I don't know if it's what changes, but I'm hearing it differently now than
Laurel.
I did this morning.
It's almost like what happened is as soon as you heard Laurel, your brain was triggered, and now that's all it hears is that's what you're telling me, right? Because when you go
maybe
I don't know.
I heard it on your radio. So first it's coming through the speaker, and I'm going, okay, now I hear Laurel. I don't get it. And then you're right. Then it maybe triggered me, and now I can only hear Laurel.
Wow. That is it. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. This is one of those things that everybody has wasted way too much time on. But at the same time, because it defies explanation and because everybody has a different opinion about it, it's definitely something that we need to continue to talk about at least for 7 months.
Laurel.
Yeah, Laurel.
Laurel.
Yanni. I kind of hear
Laurel.
I hear Yanni from time to time, and sometimes I hear Laurel. I hear both, really. I go both ways. Michelle from Orlando, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning, Mark K? Thanks for filling in this morning for the listeners in the area. We appreciate it.
It is my pleasure. It is my pleasure. And thank you for listening, because a lot of people, what they do is when they hear fill in, you know, there's, oh, pfft, I'm going to, you know, punch that dial. What do you hear, Michelle, when we play that? Do you hear Laurel or do you hear Yanni?
I've heard both. Actually, mm-hmm. This morning while I was at home on two different TVs and in my home, I heard Yanni every single time. And on my way to work this morning, listening to your show, I've heard Laurel.
Interesting. So there definitely is something about the frequencies, maybe the radio frequency that we broadcast through, maybe the car speakers, maybe because it's stereo, although a lot of people have stereo televisions and surround sound. I've seen a lot of people on the internet, they're trying to differentiate the tones. They're trying to take out the upper register so that it just says Yanni. Then they try to play you the bass so it just says Laurel. But every time I watch one of those, I hear the opposite of what they're telling me that I'm supposed to hear. So I don't even, again, I have no idea. All I know is that, like you said, everybody is talking about this today. John and Eustace, how are you?
I'm still here.
Oh, good, John. What do you think?
My dog.
What happened to your dog? What is your dog hear? Because, you know, dogs hear high-pitched. Your dog probably hears Yanni, right? Is that what?
So, no, you know what? I thought I was the only weird one around. Yesterday I heard it on the radio.
Yeah.
I heard Laurel.
Laurel.
Last night I was watching Fox News on TV, and I heard Yanni.
Laurel.
How many times?
Yeah.
Today, on the radio again, I heard Laurel. Absolutely, every time.
That is interesting. That is really interesting. Well, you know, and here's the thing. A lot of people will just listen to whatever Fox News says and take it for truth. So a lot of people are going to be, even though they're hearing Laurel, are going to say Yanny because Fox News said it was Yanny. But that is interesting. And, you know, another article that I read said, again, it's your age. It's how, I guess, tight your inner ear canal is, your eardrum. As you age, it gets looser, so you're not able to hear high-pitched frequencies. And it goes back to the dog whistle. Like, dogs can hear dog whistles. Humans cannot. Sometimes I'll be sitting in the studio, and you know what I do is I take a pen. Like, I don't know if you guys can hear this, but I'll play with a pen like this. And I don't hear anything, but the younger kids that I work with, now I really sound like an old guy. Get off my lawn, you whipper. Anyway, they'll tell me, please stop. I can't stand that screeching noise. And it all has to do with, you know, how your ears develop over time. And by develop, I mean you just slowly go deaf. Ellen in Melbourne. How are you, Ellen?
Hi, how are you, Mark?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show, Ellen. What do you hear?
Laurel.
Good. I hear Laurel from you, mm-hmm. but this morning I heard Yanny on Fox News. And yesterday on my phone, when it was going through the internet, I heard Laurel. But I had a suggestion.
Sure.
I'm wondering if this is some sort of experiment, because those words are normally not very close. And if somebody can get everybody to hear Laurel when they say Yanny, they can control the media.
Yeah. You know what it is?
I really feel like this is an experiment someone's throwing out there on the internet and getting something started.
I think you may have hit the nail on the head with that one. I think what we've, and no, you're the first person, by the way, Ellen, to bring up the conspiracy theory aspect of this. It's probably the Russians, let's be honest. Yanny is probably some kind of Russian word for, collusion. Like, if you go to Russia, Yanny means collusion or something. And that's probably where this is coming from. And you know what's going to happen is, eventually, there's going to be a Mueller's going to subpoena the president, and he's going to ask him, like, 45 different questions, and one of them's going to be, Mr. President, what do you hear?
Laurel.
And if Donald Trump says, I hear Yanny, clearly that means Russian collusion has happened. I think you may be onto something. Of course it's the Russians. Whenever something like this, whenever there's a debate of this magnitude, whether it's the Steele dossier, or, you know, did Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin work together, or, you know, was there collusion with her? It always boils down to the Russians messing with our political system. Becky and we'll wrap this up, by the way. Becky in Fernandina Beach, last one. What do you hear, Becky?
I hear a lot of stupid people. I just am amazed at how gullible people are. I mean, honestly, this is just, it shouldn't amaze me, but it does.
It shouldn't amaze you but why do you think that people are stupid? What's so stupid about it?
They can't figure out what's going on, and they glom onto something so ridiculously stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, can they not figure out that I'm one media, they're hearing it one way, and another media, they're hearing it another way on purpose?
Oh, you think it's done on purpose?
For sure.
Okay, all right. All right, what do you hear, by the way, when you hear it?
I've only heard it on your show, and I've heard the word Laurel.
Over and over.
I think it's just a huge hoax,
okay.
And it sucks people in. It just amazes me how people get sucked into something.
Yeah. You were not the first person that said this show sucks. I'd like to point that out. That happens actually a lot.
Okay, you've had Mark Kay on the radio now for a couple months. This show sucks.
Yeah.
Laurel.
Thank you. Listen, we're going to take another break, and then we're going to try something brand new here today. We are going to play a brand new game. You know, leaking in the White House has been, I mean, it's been a problem with Donald Trump since he took the presidency. Every single time he makes a phone call, every time he has a meeting, every time someone else in the White House has a meeting, every time they say, please don't leak this, it gets leaked to the press, to the New York Times, to the Amazon Wall Street Journal, as Donald Trump likes to say it. We all get leaks constantly. Comey's been leaking, the FBI, the CIA, the State Department, the Department of Justice. Every single time something happens in the White House, even if it's a private, personal, confidential meeting, it gets leaked. So we have a brand new game that we're going to play today. It's called Take a Leak. If you would like to play, we need two contestants. 877-625-1045 is the number. Up for grabs, a brand new, never before been worn Mark K Show t-shirt. 877-625-1045. We need two players for Take a Leak. It's next on the Mark K Show. is the Mark Kay Show. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Mark Kay, which is convenient when you're hosting the Mark Kay Show. It makes it easy to remember. If you're listening to WDBO in Orlando, Herman Cain will return. It's just that he took off and they said, who'd you get to fill in? He goes, that's not my problem. So they called me up and they said, hey, can we just, and I said, absolutely. And today it's a great day actually to fill in Orlando because we're playing a brand new game based on all of the, leaks that are coming from the White House consistently since Donald Trump took office. We have a brand new contest called Take a Leak. Here's how this works. We have a couple of contestants on the line. Let me get the fun contest bet on here. We have a couple of contestants on the line, and what we're going to do is we're going to let them take a leak. We have three leaks, A, B, or C. And based on whichever leak they take, I'll read them the clue. I'll give them the three guesses, and if they get it right, they get a point. The first to 3 points wins. Our first contestant is Damien in Jacksonville. Damien, how are you? Are you ready to take a leak?
Oh, yeah, I've been holding it.
Okay, good. Thank you. And John from Ponte Vedra, you'll be playing against Damien. Are you also ready to take a leak?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. John, we're going to start with you. Which leak would you like to take, A, B, or C?
A.
A. All right, here we go. In January, the Washington Post published a leaked transcript of tense conversations Donald Trump had with the prime minister of which country? Was it A, Mexico, B, Australia, or C, Russia?
Mexico
is incorrect. I'm sorry. There's a president in Mexico. The prime minister is in Australia, and that conversation was leaked. That's okay. You still have plenty of time. We go to John. John, which leak would you like to take, A, B, or C?
Is it Damien's turn?
You just did me.
Oh, I'm sorry. John, was that you?
Yes.
Oh, I apologize, John. You okay? Damien, which leak would you like to take?
Let's go with C.
Okay, good. In March, a White House leak reported that Donald Trump congratulated which foreign leader on re-election, even though his staff urged him not to? Was it A?
Putin.
It was C, Putin. That's correct. Bravo. he's like, I know that leak. I know that leak really well. Okay, John, back to you. Your chance to tie it up. Which leak would you like, A, B, or C?
B.
Okay, B. Here we go. In a closed-door meeting with senators regarding immigration, it was leaked that Donald Trump referred to some third-world countries as A, S-hole countries, B...
A.
You're just going to... You don't want to hear the funny... Okay, all right, then. There you go. Perfect. You guys are... I'm not going to give you a choice anymore. I'm just going to read you the question, see how smart you guys are. Damien, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, it's time to take a leak. A, B, or C?
See,
all right, here we go. In January, the New York Times published a leaked draft of an executive order that overturned an Obama-era ban on what? See, I bet you wish you heard the A, B, and C choices now, didn't you?
Yeah, I wish now.
All right, A, democracy, B, CIA interrogation prisons, or C, the Iran nuclear deal?
C.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. It was CIA interrogation prisons. All right. Oh, I know. That's a bummer. That's a bummer. All right, John, are you ready for yours?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to take leak A, take leak B, or take leak C?
C.
All right, here we go. A leak from the State Department claimed that Rex Tillerson reportedly called President Donald Trump A, an idiot, B, a dope, or C, a moron.
C.
Is correct. That means we have a score of 2-1. Damien, you can tie it up and I'll give both of you t-shirts. Here's your last leak. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders reportedly yelled at her staff, I'm sure this conversation is going to leak too. What was the conversation about? A, White House leaks, B, Melania's kidney, or C, Stormy Daniels?
Leaks.
That is correct. Congratulations. You both took two leaks. You both get a Mark Kay Show t-shirt. Hang on the line. We'll get some information from you. We'll get those in the mail. For everybody in Orlando, I've had a blast filling in for Herman today. For everyone here in Jacksonville, I'll be back tomorrow with an all-new episode of The Mark Kay Show. See ya.